Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am delighted to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we are going to start now. So please get settled in your seat, whether you're on a cushion or the floor, both are fine. And as we get settled, I want to continue our theme this month of simplicity. This is especially on my mind given the events of yesterday. Today is Sunday, January 22nd. Yesterday were the extraordinary marches all over the world that occurred in a very beautiful way, it seems. And whatever your political beliefs are, this is a time where it is very easy to become distraught, upset, outraged, even hopeful. And feeling like the things that you want to happen must happen, and feeling a sense of real urgency. It's very tricky to blend the qualities of urgency and simplicity, but it is totally possible, and I want to suggest to you that maintaining an air of simplicity around your actions, again, no matter what your political beliefs, is very, very important in maintaining your personal mental health. There's a lot to parse, there's a lot to think about. Millions of people are asking you to sign things or reject things, accept things, push for things. Great, that's fantastic. We each have to take responsibility for modulating the way we take those inputs in. I've heard people say, well, I don't want to turn, I'm exhausted. Every time I turn on my computer, something is like an arrow through my heart, but I feel like I shouldn't turn away. And of course, no, you shouldn't turn away, but nor should you, you know, push your face in things that are just making you feel overwhelmed. We have to conserve our strength. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So the first responsibility is to take care of your own mental health. And we can do that by keeping things simple. On some days, if you are the kind of person that wants to take action, you might feel like, I've got a ton of energy, I'm gonna make 50 phone calls and run for office and write 5 letters and, you know, read articles on these things that are really concerning me so I can understand it better. That's fine. On other days when you feel this is too much. What can one person do? Or I wish I could do more. Very understandable things. One person can do one thing at a time. And what you do really matters. I want to say that to you straight up and from my heart. So on other days, you can just say, what is one thing I can do? That is, on most days, maybe the best. The best way to approach things. So what is one thing that I can do to stand up for what I believe today? I could make one phone call. I could decide to stop buying one product line because it supports the thing that I don't believe in. I could offer my good thoughts and prayers to the people who are oppressed that I'm scared for. And that can be the one thing I do. So I really highly encourage the one thing approach. The need to keep things simple is not important only because it makes you more effective, which I think it does, but because it protects your equanimity and equilibrium. And the biggest danger in situations like this is that we lose such equanimity and then the ability to modulate our inner states. And in such conditions, we often act out in ways that we regret later or that cause pain to ourselves and others. So keep it simple. Be kind to yourself. Appreciate the tremendous amount of goodness in the world. Know that you are not alone. And most of all, as your meditation teacher in this moment, know without doubt that our practice can support you to stand strong in all the situations of your life. and I'm honored to practice with you. So, here we go. I kind of feel like crying right now. Begin your practice by establishing your posture. It's the simplest posture imaginable. You're sitting down on a cushion or chair. Or if you have pain and sitting up is not simple, you can lie down, that's fine. But if possible, sit up. Your legs are crossed loosely in front of you, or your feet are flat on the floor if you're in a chair. Your hands rest, palms down, just above the knee. And let the hands just rest. Imagine that our hands are so active. Imagine that all the doing could just leak out through the fingertips and just leave your hands to rest on your legs. Sit up straight. As a proclamation of dignity, and feel the softness of your front body and acknowledgement of your tenderness. Let your belly relax, your heart, your shoulders. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath comes in and out through the nose. You are already doing that, so please just keep doing that. And the eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot a few feet in front. And let the eyes just be very soft. The eyes are kind of half closed. And imagine that the eyes could sink back in the sockets a little tiny bit, rather than reaching out. And the crown of the head reaches up. And the sit bones reach down. Feel yourself breathing. Feel the inhale and feel the exhale. And let your attention rest on the breath. One breath ends, there's a little gap at the end of the exhale, and the next inhale simply happens. No effort is needed. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. Thank you very much, that's good. And let your thoughts recede to the background of your attention by imagining that they're like a stream floating by your house, streaming by your house, a stream streaming by your house. And it's just something that's happening over there. And rather than hearing each movement of the stream, you just hear a kind of rush. But it's happening over there. And right here is your breath. And if you notice that you become distracted by thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, no problem. When you notice this, say to yourself silently or out loud if you like, thinking. That is thinking. Let go. Whatever the thought is does not matter. 100% irrelevant. And gently come back to your breath and gently begin again to flow in and dissolve out. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing with me and practicing together.